Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law.
Hi, I'm Greg McIntyre with McIntyre Elder Law, and today we're going to talk about a topic that is on many people's minds. Can Medicaid take your house? Brenton, can Medicaid take my home if they pay for a long-term care benefit for me?
The answer is yes, if you don't plan correctly ahead of time, right? So I just gave away the mystery there, is that you can plan ahead and protect yourself, but let's talk about the risk first, okay? So here's the thing with Medicaid. If you get Medicaid to pay for long-term care, which is a good option for most people, I mean, most people have three options to pay for long-term care: out of pocket, right? That's number one. Obviously, you could come out of pocket and pay for very expensive long-term care at a tune of $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month. There's long-term care insurance, which you may not be able to afford. You may be aged out of, or you may have a pre-existing condition and not be able to get that. And then another one is a benefit like VA or Medicaid. So let's focus on Medicaid at the moment. Most people who are in the middle class, if they plan ahead and plan with sufficient enough time, would be able to qualify for a Medicaid benefit to pay for the really expensive part of long-term care. So with that knowledge, you should also know that if you do work and plan to qualify for a benefit to pay for long-term care through Medicaid, that Medicaid makes you sign a document saying, hey, we have the right to recover from your state when you die. But North Carolina is what's called a limited recovery state. Okay, so that means that Medicaid can only go after those assets passing through probate. So that means that we need to do what, Greg?
Well, you know, we need to avoid probate, but we need to do it with an asset like the house.
Right.
But we need to do it in a way that doesn't disqualify the person who needs long-term care from the long-term care benefit from which they seek. And that's where many people come in or run into problems, because they'll say, hey, I'm gonna give my home to my children.
Right.
They deed the home to their children. They block themselves from the benefit because they gifted out this asset of a lot of value to their children during the five-year look-back period for long-term care Medicaid.
Right. So it doesn't do you any good. You don't need to protect yourself from Medicaid if you're never going to get it because you gave your house away.
Then you've effectively solved your problem, saved your house, but blocked yourself from the long-term care benefit, right? So you haven't really solved the full problem. So the question is, what can be done to protect the house but still qualify for the long-term care Medicaid benefit, Brenton?
Right. And I want to just, you know, make sure that everybody's aware that not all forms of probate avoidance are you know, equal. Okay. So giving away your home certainly avoids probate, not going to actually help you in the long run because you can block yourself from that benefit. There are certain types of things that you can do to avoid probate. Not all of them will actually help you. One that will absolutely help you and protect the home is what we call the Ladybird deed. Okay. In North Carolina, it's a tool that is available in North Carolina that a lot of people prefer rather than just transferring the home or giving up some type of interest in the home, because the cool thing about a Ladybird deed is that you stay in control over that property. So it's in your name, under your control for the rest of your life, and then it passes immediately to the next generation or whomever you want to leave it to upon death, does not go through some long, difficult, expensive probate process, and avoids probate where creditor can't just come in, creditor like Medicaid can't just come in and place lien against that home, force the sale of the home, and collect money from the home. So you get to pass the home free and clear from any Medicaid liens after you die, no matter, you know, how long you've been in long-term care, how much.
Can I do that even, let's say if it's within that five-year look-back period, even if 6 months from now I need to go to long-term care, or let's say I need to go to right now, can I do a Ladybird deed and still qualify for the benefit and save my house?
Certainly. And the reason why you asked the question is because most people are concerned about what you had mentioned before, the look back period. Now, it's important to understand that the look back period, which is 3 years for assisted living, 3 years for VA, and 5 years for skilled nursing care, is only, you know, triggered, if you will, by a gift. So if you transfer assets out of your name and don't receive fair market value in return for that. So the question then becomes, okay, well, under a Ladybird deed, are you gifting anything? Are you giving away any value or any interest? And the answer is no. So with a Lady Bird deed, you stay in control of the property. You still own the property. You can still do whatever you want to with the property. So naming somebody to receive it upon your death immediately like a beneficiary isn't a transfer of any valuable interest in the property. So you haven't gifted anything. You haven't given up your interest in the property. So you haven't triggered a look back period. So you can do the Lady Bird deed, whether it's right before you need care, whether it is while you're receiving care, or hopefully long before that.
And I imagine if I wanted to plan ahead well outside of the look back period, there's other things I could do, like perhaps trust planning, right? And other type of deed planning. I could do that outside of that look back period and protect more than just my home. Maybe place my home there, other liquid assets there, investment accounts, maybe even other real estate inside of that trust, right?
That's right. You know, with a trust, the cool thing about a trust is that if it's set up correctly, what you're doing is you're avoiding probate and you're avoiding the ability for any creditor in the estate to go after assets that even pass outside probate. So one of the things that I mentioned before is that not all probate avoidance is equal. There are some things that may avoid probate but can still be brought within the estate to satisfy claims, like a claim from Medicaid. A well-structured trust will protect you from the ability of a creditor to come into, you know, those assets, bust the trust, come after the assets that pass through the trust. A well-structured trust can also help you actually qualify for a benefit to pay for long-term care at the outset. So, you know, if you set it up ahead of time, you do it correctly, you could have your assets housed in a trust such that they don't count against you for long-term care purposes. They don't count as an asset. You can qualify, and those assets are also protected whenever you pass away so that you can pass them on to your loved ones.
Well, thank you, Brenton, Attorney Begley, for being here with me today.
Sure.
To talk about, does Medicaid or is Medicaid going to take your house? Okay. The answer is yes, but not if you do proper estate planning. And I would prefer that you see a good elder law attorney who can help and is familiar with the tools that need to be used to protect your home and then qualify you for a benefit. Speaking of that, I would be glad to offer a free consult to meet with you or your loved one to talk about how to protect your home and retirement, hard-earned money and property, especially if there's a long-term care situation that's looming in the near or possible future. You can schedule that consult by calling 1-888-999-6600 or by scheduling directly online at mcelderlaw.com/scheduling. Thanks so much for being here, Brent.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We put off planning till things get slow. Tomorrow's never promised today. Don't get too busy and let it all slip away. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law. Foundational planning or more complex, we can help when you're perplexed. If a loved one needs long-term care, we can help avoid some of the scare. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law. Estate planning, benefits, and even probate, we take the planning piece off your plate. If you or your spouse were in the military, we can help with benefits for your family. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law.